Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coach Sean McDermott's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
All right, welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Friday. Sal Capaccio with you, and it's time to welcome in Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott for his weekly radio appearance. Good morning, Coach. Happy Football Friday to you.
Good morning, and happy Football Friday as well to you.
All right, Coach. Well, here we are, 48 hours or so away from obviously a really important game for this organization, this franchise. I've been kind of asking fans today to kind of what their emotions are like. You guys seem like you're always on an even keel. Like, what's it like for you inside the building today as far as preparation and, you know, thinking about the task at hand?
Well, I think like the fans, we're definitely getting excited. That said, we're so routine-based and, mm-hmm. and kind of going through our week and making sure we're ready to go.
All right, Coach. Obviously, some injury updates that we want to get to here. So let's get to our Barnes Firm, the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Any updates you can give us on players this week that could possibly be out or how practice might go today?
Yes, Taylor Rapp will be out. Christian Benford remains in the concussion protocol. He will not be at practice today. He's also dealing with a personal situation that he has going on. Milano, Taron Johnson will be full today. We'll see how they continue to trend heading into game time.
On Matt Milano, Coach, I know there was some ambiguity on Monday when you were asked about it, and then he did participate in a limited fashion the last 2 days. How do you feel that his week has gone for him with the hamstring?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like you'd expect. You know, it was, you know, sore there and dealing with it. He's still dealing with it. It's just a matter of, again, how he handles it today. He's going to do a little bit more today just from a testing it out standpoint, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, you know, where it's kind of one of those things that's a little bit up in the air.
Okay, Coach. Obviously, with Taylor Rapp out, you know, we've seen Cole Bishop fill in for him. What have you seen from Cole as a rookie in his development when he came in a little bit? I know he had an injury early on, you know, preseason training camp. And what have you seen from him since, though, he got back on the field early in the season till now?
Yeah, I mean, that injury in camp there set him back, you know, just from a growth and experience standpoint, missing those reps. That being said, once he got in the flow and got rolling, ever since that first game, I think it was a great learning experience for him. And I think he's done a real nice job and will continue to grow as he moves forward here.
All right, Coach, you had your organization had three people who are going to be finalists for awards. And if I know, and I'll just say this, I know a lot of Bills fans believe you should have been a finalist for Coach of the Year, but I digress right there. I don't need you to comment. I'll just let you know a lot of Bills fans believe that. But I will say that you have Comeback Player of the Year, DeMar Hamlin, as a finalist. I just want to go through each of these and kind of you speak about why these people represent this particular award and why they're worthy candidates. DeMar Hamlin, of course, from what he came back from, to be a starter on this defense, why is he a good choice for a finalist for Comeback Player of the Year?
Well, like you said, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's had a heck of a journey and where he's come from, the significance of the injury and the journey he's been on. I don't think anybody out there can match that, right? And not that you want to. It's just an incredible example to me of, mental toughness, faith, and courage.
Assistant Coach of the Year. That's only been around since 2014. Brian Daboll won it in 2020. Now Joe Brady is a finalist. Why is Joe Brady a worthy candidate for this award?
Well, coaching to me, a big part of coaching is who can take what they have and make it better, right? And means if you got a really good team and you can make it a great team, if you have a, you know, whatever, you can fill in the blanks. It's just, hey, what do you do with what you have? And I think Joe's done a really good job of creating an environment on the offensive side of the ball and a certain energy, and then taking the strength of his players and doing things with it. And I think that that's a sign of a good coach.
And you've said before here and elsewhere that you believe Josh is the MVP of the league. Why does Josh have the – what exemplifies Josh as a worthy MVP candidate and possible winner this year?
Well, like I've mentioned before, everyone sees what his production has been on the field. I do think that part of the difference this year has been you know, his decision-making and his disciplined decision-making, and that'll need to continue. And then his leadership overall on our football team and the impact that has brought to our team.
Josh, obviously protecting the football very well this year. So are the Chiefs, obviously, since the Week 11 game against you guys. I don't think they have a turnover. I know Mahomes has not thrown an interception. How important will ball security and, you know, that particular aspect of the game be this week, just like it was last week with three turnovers you guys forced against the Ravens?
Well, the fundamentals are going to be important, right? The blocking, the tackling, the throwing, the catching, the kicking, all those areas are going to be important, which includes, protecting the house as far as taking care of the football.
All right, Coach, obviously a team you're very familiar with. I asked Cam Lewis the other day, I was like, is it just as simple as we know you know us, go out there and play? He said, kind of, but you know they're going to have some wrinkles too, right? Is that really what it comes down to? Hey, we know basically what they're going to do. We just have to be aware of if they're going to try a little bit some things different, and we got to have a few things planned ourselves.
Yeah, I would say that that's accurate. I think more than anything, it's about execution this time of year and who's able to execute, play after play. So that's what Cam said, I agree with.
And then on the other side, on the defensive side of the ball, Chris Jones, obviously, a guy you have to reckon with, and you've seen him. What makes him a special, Coach? Why can he be a game wrecker?
Oh, boy. Well, this time of year in particular, he usually plays at a very high level. If you go back and watch all their postseason runs and their Super Bowls, it's usually Chris Jones on the defensive side, at least, making those plays that impact the game. And I believe he did it last year in their Super Bowl win. And you've got to make sure that you account for him in everything you do.
All right, and then obviously I can't let you go without asking about preparing for Patrick Mahomes. You guys have had, you had Bo Nix, who had an outstanding season. You had Lamar last week, Patrick Mahomes this week. It seems like it never ends, but here you have a three-time Super Bowl champion. What makes him so special in running that offense, especially at Arrowhead?
Yeah, you name the quarterbacks, right, and the head coaches. You're saying Sean Payton the first round, John Harbaugh the next round, yep. And then now Andy Reid. It's a heck of a challenge, right? And you're saying these quarterbacks now, Patrick Mahomes. I think our defense has done a really good job through the first two games. This challenge will be even bigger for us. So we've got to play well in all three phases and play complementary football.
Sean, good luck. Safe travels to Kansas City. And once again, I'll say I think I speak for many, many Bills fans, all of them listening here, where I can't wait to talk to you and hope we do coming up in the next couple of weeks. Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Sal. Have a great weekend.
You got it. That is Sean McDermott, head coach of the Bills. He has ruled out safety Taylor Rapp from this game.